It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to focus on a vegetation ordinance being developed by Tuolumne County leaders. It's related to fire prevention. We're going to hear about what it all entails and why it's being developed. We're pleased to be joined on today's show by the supervisor for District 1, David Goldenberg, Tuolumne County's assistant fire chief, Andrew Murphy, and City of Sonora fire chief, Amy New. Thank you all for coming on today.
You're quite welcome. Glad to join in.
Well, Supervisor Goldenberg, I'll start first with you. Can you first kind of lay the framework as to what this ordinance is and why the Board of Supervisors is looking to create it?
Sure. The primary consideration, of course, is that we want to do everything possible that we can to increase the chances of survival, you know, for both properties, and we have to look at lives too, you know, based on recent experiences. On large fires, you know, where lives have been lost. So we want to have an ordinance that is going to better be able to protect people, protect their property. And, you know, we've been working on this for quite a while. We started back in our Fire Safety Advisory Committee back in September. We formed a group, a governance group, a subcommittee. And we were looking at this and deciding the best path to take. And quite honestly, based on experiences, you know, that we had, similar to, you know, what occurred with Measure V, the fire measure, we wanted to make sure that we reached out to the public strongly and, you know, gathered their input. So that kind of started, you know, the timeline that we're working towards. And you know, we've had two public, you know, meetings so far. We've got our next public meeting is coming up on January 26th at 6 p.m. Our first meeting had, you know, really good attendance, over 60 people. The second one was pretty light, you know, about a dozen. And we hope to see good, strong, participation on the 26th, because that input is going to drive, to some extent, how we craft the actual ordinance, right? We want that input, you know, so that, you know, people know that their voice were heard.
Can you explain a little bit more about what kind of the status quo is and the reason for needing a change?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that came up that, we weren't initially, so in tune with, so to speak, was that there has been a lot of changes at the state level. And through the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, their Board of Forestry has been working on some things. And there was legislation that was actually passed. Assembly Bill 1823 was passed in 2019. And one of the things that it did was it was wanting to identify communities in the very high fire hazard safety areas. And what they basically wanted to do is incentivize, that local government would do more, not just meet, the current standards, which is your public resource codes, you know, for your standard 100-foot clearances, but to also exceed those. And the incentive is, you know, that they gave was essentially that they were going to look at the grant funding that is being provided based on what counties do or do not do. And so in this case, that was a further reason for us to take this a step further and adopt an ordinance that goes beyond what is currently, you know, officially required.
Well, I'll go over to Chief Amy New with the City of Sonora Fire Department. Can you explain a little bit about your involvement with the development of this ordinance?
Yes, thanks, BJ. I actually I'm a member of the Fire Safety Advisory Committee and volunteered for the governance because the vegetation ordinance is something that when I first arrived in Sonora, we followed the same public resource code 4291 for defensible space. And to me, it wasn't covering enough as well. And so for 2 years, I went on a work ethic to to try to get an ordinance passed in the city that was a little more stringent, that protected the egress, exits for people to get in and out of their properties, one-way roads, clearing up the sides of the roads as well. And so I worked with some of our local partners in the community. We had public input, and we came up with an ordinance that is just a start. It's not exactly what I wanted because it's not quite as stringent for the safety of the community, but it was a start. And so I wanted to join the governance committee to help the county get an ordinance in place as well that is going to protect those areas in the community. It's going to educate the public on why it's so important with the larger fires that we're having. And then also be able to take back to the city whatever we can pass and agree on in the county so that we have one overarching ordinance that will be required throughout the county, so there's not different things for different people living in Tuolumne County. So I think it's real important to have a standardization of whatever ordinance is passed so that we're both entities are enforcing the same regulations.
So is a work group looking at different possibilities or different potential ordinances?
Yeah, so Dory Beetz, the OES coordinator for the county, reached out to several different organizations up and down the state and brought in example ordinances that have already been established, including City of Sonora's. And so we've basically been looking at each ordinance, what would fit Tuolumne County the best, what's going to be financially feasible for people that live in the community, because it's not cheap to clear your property and remove the slash and brush and everything, see if there's any grants that could be included in that as well. So we're looking at all of those ordinances, trying to reach out to the community, as Supervisor Goldenberg stated, get their input for different areas that are going to be affected differently, like agricultural land, lots that don't have any kind of habitable structures on them. So looking at how large those might be, how small that might be, how much brush needs to be cleared, and then what's going to be financially feasible, and put that into a working document that we believe will satisfy the safety requirements that all of us in the fire service really want to see throughout the community, and then also be able to meet that threshold required by the state for receiving any type of grant funding to help in these processes.
What is your observation, just as a fire chief, are ordinances like this effective in preventing and property damage to homes?
Absolutely. City passed the ordinance that I put together, our defensible space ordinance, in 2019, and we have now completed, we divide the city up into sections. We've now completed three areas of the city that are in the high fire danger area, and it's more of an educational piece. A lot of people I know, when you have the government coming in saying you have to do something to your land or your property, it's met with a little bit of resistance. And so I think the biggest piece is educational, to tell people why it's important, to share with them the stories of other communities that have unfortunately lost homes and lives due to wildfire. And then once you let them know exactly what they need to clear, or put them on a program so they're not going to have to go get a $15,000 loan to clear their property, that is just going to take this little bit or this little bit to get it done, they seem a little bit more open. So we've had a lot of success. We've had a lot of support in the community with this ordinance, and I'm hoping that we see the same thing with the county.
We need to take a quick break. We are talking about a vegetation ordinance that's being developed in Tuolumne County. We're joined on the program this weekend by the supervisor for District 1, David Goldenberg, also the assistant county fire chief, Andrew Murphy, and the city of Sonora fire chief, Amy New. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note: next week on Motherload Views, we're going to focus on water issues, specifically with the Tuolumne Utilities District. We'll be joined on the program by Don Perkins, who is the new general manager. Also on the program, we'll have the board president of TUD, Barbara Balin. They'll get us up to speed on a number of water issues. Also, an update on some recent incidents that happened in the district, one of which was the damage to the Tuolumne Main Canal during the winter storms. And there was also a water tank that failed in the Twain Hart area. We'll hear about it next week on Motherload Views. The second segment, talking about the vegetation management ordinance, is coming up in just a minute.